You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara says in Kedushin Chof Tes that you learn out that if the father doesn't do it, the Bezin doesn't do Mila, then the boy himself does it, and Rashi adds into it, comes a Godel, which is Poshet. What else? It can't be Machayev Kot. So we mentioned a few things that you see there are dinim that you say that ktanim are chayavim. So today we're going to go into a very interesting, I think we've done it before, but Imam Hashem is not here to remind us that we did it. So, okay. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch first. Katan shehika as Ovid. Of our shah averis b'katnus. So katan doesn't aver when he's a katan. Afa pisha ain't tzach tshuva kshin. There is nothing to do tshuva when he gets older. You have one for Shlomo. Afa pisha ain't tzach tshuva kshin. Don't. Then he doesn't have to do tshuva. He didn't do anything wrong, right? It's like saying, you know, Avdol. A guy that's Megayer, he ate chaylev when he was a guy, but he wasn't chayev. Makom makom, toiv loy she kabel atza eze double tshuva kapar. He should do something. Afu bisho over koyd mishnasu bar oinshin. What's the mucker for this? What's the source? This zokt. So we look at the Gemara in Bava Kama. Amar main. There's a din of dina de garmi. What is dina de garmi? Dina de garmi means that the example the Gemara gives is if a person burns a shtar, he didn't really cause you a damage. He just caused you an indirect damage because now you don't have a shtar to show that Reuven owes you money. So you made him lose $100. It's now Reuven that saw that the shtar is burnt will deny, that could be would deny it. That's the case, right? So that's my machlokes in the Machlokes Tanoim, if we are Dan Dina de Garmi. Amar Meima, man de Dan Dina de Garmi, magve be dme shtar ba'alia. How much you collect? The full $100. Whereas it would be again like checks, something like that, checks, I don't know, just a right to collect money from this fellow's bank. Uman de lod Dan Dina magve be dme niyar ba'alma. If you hold, you don't Dan Dina de Garmi, you have to pay him the worth of the paper, penny for the check, right? Heavy uv that it was a case. Ukaf your Rafram the Rab Ashi. Rafram forced Rab Ashi. He collected from him like a tremendous, like even from the top of his, it was a big star and valley, and even from the beams of his house. You have to pay. What did Rab Ashi do? So Pashi learned Rab Ashi made a mistake. This Rashi learns Akve Raf Rab Ashi Shesarav Shtar Chaveri. When he was a child, he burnt the shtar. He saw a shtar. He had no idea what a shtar is. I don't know what the case is. And he burnt it. He collected the whole $100,000 in the shtar. Right. So now, one second. Yaldusa, he was young. Zokdagos Sashri over there in Bava Kama. It says in the mission this, it says, Evid Vakotin Piyosan Rachem Shetam Kotin. I'm sorry. Yosin Ra. In the Mishnah, it says that if you don't start up with a cotton, don't start up with a chayav sheita, because if you hit them, you're chayav. They hit you, you're potter. So not the right person to start up. Pick on someone your own size, as they say, right? Don't start up with a kid. Miu, however, a cotton that did damage, chayav l'sham kshiyagda, should pay when he gets older. Goes to Shri Sachem. Pirush Rashi, look, come on. This is a mission in a Choyvel. He says, like Rashi says later on, Daf Tzadik Ches, Kafir Rav Al Rashi, Sav Shtach Havei, Al Dusa, Agav Minek. So you see the Zanin to be Goyve, that a child should pay what he owes. You know, it's what he damaged when he was a kid. Fine. That's one Raya. Next Raya.
How does Rashi know it was talking by Yelvish?
Because in the stomach, he understood that Rav Ashi didn't do it begadlusa. Maybe it was a mistake. It's mashma. That is. That I don't know. I don't know what to say. But we actually, Rashi learns that's pshat. So we have a diak. Okay, now.
Question. He's a katan. He did this.
Right, they're going to be, but how's it connected?
How does it connect?
The fact that he had the fact that the Garmi is fine, the one but gives all kata.
But he's a cook, right?
How do you know that answers the question? To the
what's the question?
I don't understand why he brings this case of Garmi to explain the case of Ravash and Burnish.
Oh, because you've seen Garmi that he has to pay. That's all he's bringing.
But an adult has to pay, not a katan.
Right, but he's bringing a raya from Rashi that says Ravashi was a katan. That's what he's bringing a raya from. He's saying that from there you see that a katan has to pay for dina garmi, so why shouldn't he pay stam any damage? What? It sounds like, but what look nimishah din if they didn't do anything wrong at all? What? Right, I understand. He's saying it more. It's mashma that he did it. Okay. Mechaber brings it like because his sheet is not that way. Okay, but let's see. Now, so that's one raya to this yisoid of what the Ramah says that he should do some correct part. Magen Avraham brings another raya. What's that? Toiv l'shi kabel is the Ramah's lashon. Magen Avraham says, v'achi aminim b'sanhedrin takol l'ika kolayin lek. What's that? Ayin sham. So let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a din. Look at the Gemara shayla. Bo mi name Rav Sheshes. The din is if somebody's boil, right, an animal, so the animal gets stoned, the animal gets killed. So the Gemara is a shayla, bo mi name Ravashi, Rav Sheshes, I'm sorry, nochi abal behema. What about a nochi? And it's a vad, it's also, it's one of the rayas of Issa. A goy has a din of rayas, one of the sheva mitzvah ben enoch is a rayas. And in a rayas, right, that's why seven doesn't mean the exact seven. Seven means categories, there are subcategories. Gezel has many different types of Gezel. Arias has six, seven ways. So one of them is Bala Behema. So the Gemara, you know, it's for sure us. But now the Gemara wants to know, if a Nochi is Bala Behema, does the Behema get killed? What's the Shaila? Takala v'kaloin be'inim. What's the reason? The Gemara says that the Torah says you have to kill the animal. First of all, this animal brought about a takala. It brought about a mishap, right? On you know, somebody did a nevera with it, and kaloyin, it's embarrassment. People are going to point, you know, that's the behema that Shmerel had a beer with.
Bilam that.
What?
Atom Bilam was killed.
The Bilam, right? Bilam was at his donkey dish. Isala Isha's Balayla. Okay, he was killed for many other reasons, but the kuponim, that's the Gemara Shaila. To call of a kaloyin beinim. Vahacha takala ika, the guy did an avera, the akum did an avera, kaloin leka, but there's no embarrassment, why not? Rashi, kaloin leka, darken bakach. Vein misbayashin, the name is bayash. It's a shemir akum, right? We thought this was like an old few thousand years ago, but not so poshut. But right, the Gemara, the Mishnah in the Vayda Zara says, you can't park your behema in a parking lot because they were choshed and these type of things. Especially on Jewish behemoths. What? Yaisim and Isha saying, yeah. Chavivim behemten shal, it's more chavis, more than dear, but beloved, behemten shal Yisrael, Yaisim from their own wives. V'oid, a kaloin di du lachas. But that wasn't, didn't so worry about their kaloin. That's Gemara Shas. So let's just go back a minute to the Gemara. Even though there's no koloin, like we're not really worried about his koloin. In other words, do you need the reason of koloin? Also, it's just an avera was done. And it's, remember, this would be a nafkamina bismanazeh. Bismanazeh, if a guy is boiled as behema, so we don't kill behemas nowadays if something like that happens. Why not? First of all, because we'd be arrested from the what's it called? The what?
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah,
people for
ethical
treatment for animals. Okay, right. Imagine.
You should go in the car every time.
My aunt. We had an aunt. You remember Dodat Zila? She came in for Robertson Cohen. She was Reb Moshe Matcha's daughter, and she said she. He says when he went in the 20s to collect money in Germany for the yeshiva, so he saw a German have a dog sitting on that table, and feeding him with a spoon, with a fork. And Mimashu Batra says, very nice to their dogs, but wait till you'll see what they do to Yidden. So, this is 20 years, but almost 20 years before the war. But anyway, so, but Lamaisi allowed to do it, right? But we don't have a Bezdin. And the Gemara, you know, how many you need for Bezdin? How many do you need Bezdin to come? Huh? 23. Kemisa Sabailam. The Gemara learns our Pasuk. You need 23 Mumchen. We don't have that. We have a Bezdin of three who are not Mumchen. Nowadays we have, Bekoshi we have a Bezdin for Choshim Mishpat, right? For Gezelis, Chavalas, these type of things. But as far as this, there's no difference. But Akum, if you do kill the Akum for this, you don't need a Bezdin. You need a Bezdin of one. You don't need Smichi. Anybody. Another guy could go ahead and kill that babe. That's the din. All right, try it. But Akoponim, so that's the Gemara. So the Gemara, let's turn the page. So Gemara brings up a riot to this. Toshma, Bryce, Ben Teisha Shanim. Now, according to the Torah, a three-year-old girl who has Bia is called Bia. A nine-year-old who has Bia is called Bia. Once a child is nine, it has a shame Bia. In other words, if he's under nine, then that one. The mind of convenience, it says like this. Ben Teisha Shanim V'yayim Echad. It means the day of his birth, though. That's what we call Yayim Echad. Habala Yivim Toi Kano. He's Koinar. That's Machoek Shemi. The rice are not. Vein Noisin Gatcha here. Okay. Umetame Kenido Latame Mishkata. Meaning, if he's boil a nida, there's a special din that if somebody's boil a nida, sees metame the things that he sits on. But he has to be boil a nida, not just touch a nida. So an eight-year-old would not be metame, a nine-year-old would. Okay. Poisel Vein Maichel. In other words, let's say he goes ahead and he has beer with a girl who's a Baskoyan, who's eating truma. She can't eat truma now, in a way that he's not allowed to have beer with her. It's a sister, it's whatever it is, it's some else. But ain't a Michael, he can't, because he can't get married. Poisel is Behema Gabin Vech. The din is, we're learning Vayikra, that if somebody's boil a Behema and there's no two Aden, then the Behema, you can't kill the behemoth for some reason. So the din is, you don't kill the behemoth, but you can't bring it from his bear. The behemoth is mutter to eat, there's nothing wrong with it. Usually if you have two Adim and you have bezin, you can. Well, let's say Bezman is there. If we had a base of mikdash, you could let the behemoth walk around. If you don't have, you could eat it, but you can't be bringing it as a carbon. It's possible a carbon. Niskelas al yada, and the behemoth is killed because of him. If there's two Adim. Vim bal achas b'kol harashi b'tayru. Let's say he's bal ala ervi, he's bal on his mother on Eishes Ish. Mumsal mayada, they get killed because they had bee in them. Okay, now one sec. V'hacha, it says in here, this brisa, that this koyin, this katnip, sorry, that was boil a behema, the behema get killed. Back to Gemara, I'm so sorry. V'hacha, koloin, Ika, there's an embarrassment, right? To cut, why? It's embarrassment that a Jewish kid was boiled this, or for his family, right. It's an embarrassment. People say that little kid was boiled that bema, but takala leka, but there's no takala, there's no avera. Viktani niskal sal yada, and he gets killed. So you see that you need is koloin, and a guy doesn't have a koloin. And for the Gemara, no, Kivin the Mezid, who he did it on purpose, in other words, he has enough das, right? There's such a thing as a kid who's not a bar das 13, but we know our kids, we punish at nine, right? If he does something wrong, you give him a punishment, right? The biggest riot, like the Gemara says, certain kinyanim are already done with a kid. You give him a walnut and you give him a clump of earth, he's going to eat the walnut, he's not going to eat the clump of earth. If he eats a clump of earth, not a bardas. This is a bardas. Kivim mezu takala nami ika. Nevera was done. Rachmana hu dechasla. The Torah had Rachmana sanim. So Magen Avraham is using this Gemara to prove to us that a child is called a nevera. We have two rayas. That's what we have. The muk of the halacha, which is the agol sashri, which it's a truma sedeshin. Truma sedeshin is where the Ramah gets his halacha, and he quotes this agol sashri. that Rabashi had to pay for a shtar that he burned. Magen Avraham says, you see, from the fact that he had bia with a behema and you killed a behema, so it's called an aveira. Okay, so that the gra, I have a third raya. What's that? Gemara and Shabbos says that Yeshayahu Melech was very had a tremendous das that he started sitting on a bezdin from age 8. Shekol din.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Why'd say? Oh, because it's the gra. I'm sorry. Oh, and the gemara is underneath. I'm sorry. Right. Okay. The gra brings a gemara. Look at the gemara underneath. I'm sorry. Amar b'shum bar nachmeni. Amar b'yenis. Kol amar yeshiyahu chata in alatay. Shenema v'yasa yosha b'ene Hashem v'yelch al der David Ovid. Elamani makayim kamoyu lohoylefanov melech hasheshav that he did shuva. Shekol din shadam. He was done every din that he did from Ben Shmoyna, Ad Shmoyna Asrei, from 8 to 18, Hechzir Lahen. Shema, in other words, he was done. Reuven, you own Shimon. When he was 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, he was done this, Reuven, you have to pay Shimon. So he took back on it. He held that he shouldn't have been done at that such a young age. Yeah. Shema, Taima, huh? 13, yeah, why 18?
Yeah.
It's a raya, not that, the raya that, you can't smoke cigarettes till you're 18. It makes sense. It's not all. There is still differences. You know, 13, the gabe halachas, but the gabe certain things he doesn't. It says chuchnoch. One should not be a dying till a certain age. One should not do. Okay. Shema toima natal mezev and nasal zev. Maybe so he took back for he made Reuven pay. So he took it back. No, tamla b'chol moyadosh nasal lahem mishloi. He gave of his own. Maybe I was right. Maybe I was wrong. But whatever it is. He did tshuva by paying from his own. So Gron says that's the third raya. So we have three rayas that a cotton's aveira is called aveira. Comes along three big dailim, the Rameya Simcha or Sameach, Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, and there's also a very big goyin called the Divrei Chaim, not the Chassidish one, not the Sanzit. It was a Chaim Orbach, who was a Meredik goyin. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was his grandson was the Imre Bina, who was the Rav of Kalish. My mother was a Kulish, as they say in Poland. And the Imre Bina came to Israel. They held him to the Yerushalayim, that is, in the 1860s, I believe. They held him to be the Goyim of Yerushalayim, the God Ladar. He was married like three generations of Gedolim. So they all mechab into the same thing. What's that? So we've mentioned many times the Chassam Sofer that somebody asked him the following question. The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim that I didn't print this because we've done it many times. This and hopefully we remember this. The Chassam Sofer the Maria Sad asked the Chassam Sofer. It says in the Rambam that a Chayri Sheita Cotton is part of from Averis by a Ben Noyaf. But if a cotton eats Avon Achai, you don't kill him. A cotton is Makal, you know, Hashem Hashem, you don't kill him. So the Maria Sad asks the Chassam Sofer, he said, but the din of Katanis, Katnus 13, is a din Shiurin, the Chuvas of Rosh says. Not everybody agrees with it, but that's what we're assuming. Because we don't really have any other real good mucker. The Rishonim say Ramazan to 13, but a mucker, where does it come from? This 13. It's part of Din Shiurin, just like it's Din Kazayas, Kebeya, Kekosevis. So Din 13 makes a child a gadol, 12 by a girl. And since we learned in the Rambam that Goyim Bnei Noach don't have Shiurin, according to the Rambam, if a Ben Noach eats Mashu of Avim Nachai, he gets killed. So what does it have to be a cotton? So Chassam Sofer answered him, the what? Oh, that Avada, you're right, he doesn't have 13. But you can't kill a one-day-old child for eating Avim Nachai, a one-year-old child for being Mekal Hashem. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's doing. What it means the Minchas Chinuch says it, the Vaposhet, like this also, but what it means by B'nai Noach is that it's totally in Das. It's very subjective. According to the child, you give the child a test, and Chassam Sofer says it. And Chassam Sofer in another tshuva uses this lalacha, right? We discussed many times that the farmer nowadays, you mentioned, right, that they check for pchayim and slachtarzes. What? Well, I thought you mentioned this. So maybe Avid mentioned it. In other words, how do we know that the animals that we eat is not a bchor? Maybe it is a Jewish farmer. Right, maybe. I don't know.
I think somebody said that they use shrimps.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. But a fellow named, just because his name was Klein, doesn't know he's much about bchor in the Midwest somewhere. I thought somebody said of the Ashkoch is they make sure they buy, they take care of it. I'm not sure. That's your homework. In other words, if there's a yid that has a farm and he has no clue that there's such thing as a par, and a chanami, what Matuli is saying is that what a farmer is supposed to, that's what they did in Europe, is that you sell you sell one little part of the behemah, and man, the child is not a par. But if you have, achvesish, I don't know. So it's problematic. But a kuponim, but somebody told me that maybe they, okay, they stake the ears and make a balmum. I don't know about the kuponim. That's what you're supposed to do. So in the old days, the farmers used to sell part of the behemah. So this farmer sold it. And what happened was, after he left, they told him this kid is 10 years old. He looked like a hefty akum, but he was 10 years old. So I'm safe to say, check his intelligence. Don't say what the, I think the end was, he not intelligent, right? But in other words, so Chassam Sofer was Simach, that he's called a godel already. Okay. So comes out, let's say a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old Akum is okay, that's the Chassam Sofer, is called a godel already. Comes along these Gdolim, the Rebitzur HaChanan, the Divrei Chaim, the Bar Yisrael, and they say, where are the Kachidish? At Matan Torah, I see you, don't hide. At Matan Torah, right, what happened? You have, Klal Yisrael is being makabel the Torah. Now, you have these 7, 8-year-old children, right? And Kabbalah Satorah, let's just make a nice scenario on it. What's that fellow who writes all those books, Deutsch? Let my nation this, let my nation this. It's beautiful. You haven't seen the... There's a fellow in Lakewood, I don't know what he is, but the kids love it. He writes, if anybody familiar with it, the man must know Chumash with every chazal, every pirish. And he writes it in a narrative way, like, and a wrong man, they said, hey, man, what's doing? Like it's really down to earth. But his marma koimis are half of a fella, not half of a fella. So let's go on his derech. So they're sitting there in Har Sinai, and Reuven says to his father, Yankov, let's assume they give names, and he says, Tati, we got now, but don't worry, you're potter. You're not 13 yet. He says, go eat Eva Menachai. go kill someone, go steal. Why? Because the cotton is potter, says Dak. So these dames, how could it be? How could it be that before Matan Torah, right, we mentioned the Kesa Mishnah. Kesa Mishnah says that even though the Rambam says, which is the Gemara really, that if you kill an Akum, right, so you are Pater, right? So the din is that, the reason is Ben sometimes puts it online, I'm getting there. Right? So the din is that you're Pater, Shtein Kesa Mishnah, that the Mechilta says that even though a few weeks ago we learned in Mishpatim, Yazid Isha Re'eyu Re'eyu V'loy Akum, Re'eyu V'loy Akum means your potter, but still Dino Masala Shemayim. You're not allowed to do it. Why? So in Mechilta, Mitoich Shehichmarta Hikalta, we became Muhammad, we became Chayiv in Taryag. Mitzvahs, and now you're going to say, oh, before Matan Torah, there was an issur on us to kill a Ben Noach, and now it's mutter for us. Doesn't make sense. Hello. It says it's us. We don't chayav misa on it. And I mentioned, I'll say it again because it's, I just found it 2-3 years ago. Beautiful. It always bothered me, this klal of me kamidi, that can't be that we're more kal, right? The Gemara says the guy made certain things than Akum, but Lamai says we don't get the same punishment. We get a lesser punishment. Abortion is also to us because it's also to them, but they get killed for it. We don't get killed. So the Taz asks it. Bachum asked me once, why? I know, the answer usually says, all right, it only goes on the Is and not on the Misa. The Taz asks this Kasha in the Sefer Divrei Dovin, and he says, Gufa, because we're Klal Yisrael, the Benishon was makel on us in not to get punished for everything. By them, they get punished, right? They have to know. Otherwise, it's a tum. By us, right? You get Malkus, you get an Isser, but you learn your lesson. You didn't learn their lesson. That's what he basically
said. The cup is still in the parsha.
What?
Even if you think it's not chayav, the cup is still in the parsha of the mitzvah. He's coming to it. So it's not
and
like
for what?
In the kashrut meeting committee for a cup. A guy cut in will be chayav.
Right.
Cut in not. But the Jew is he's in the parsha of the mitzvah is coming to him.
Right.
It's not such a, like.
Your saying is that maybe someone who's, that mikamidi means you can't have something that's mutter to us. Right, and it should be mutter before Matan Torah was also, but something that will be also maybe because he's a cotton. Okay, good, but they're saying not that, not denying. There's a sefer called Na'os Yankiv. You heard of the Dvar Avram? Dvar Avram had a brother, the Na'os Yankiv. His father, Abzalman Sender, zeichet to two sons, big gedolim. The sefer when we learned Chulin by Moshe Shapira, so he told me that's the best sefer on Chulin. You know, as far as inyanim, he. Says he wants to argue, but we're going with these achrayim first. So they are mechadish that all the that even though a katan is potter mitzvahs, he's chayiv and shever mitzvahs b'nei nagah, just he won't get punished for it. The male these gedolim say. So let's take a look at the three rayas we have over here. The first raya is that Rabashi burnt a shtar. What issur is that? Gezel. That's an issur. That's for ben nagah. The second raya is the Magen Avraham's wife, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Bala Behema, that's a rayas. Goyim have a rayas. The third raya is Yashiyahu, who was Dan Dinim. He says that's Dinim. Dinim Goyim have. So all the three rayas, these three Gedolim said, are all no raya that a cotton has to mamish do tshuva, because it's specifically speaking about averis that a ben noyach is also in.
Right.
What?
Ben Yishiyahu, the guy, there's no shiurim.
Right.
Hadas.
True. That's what he's saying. Right. He's saying he had das. He didn't have the das of a that he felt that he should have been a shayfit. That's all it means. Doesn't mean he wasn't a bar das.
Right. Right.
A goy wouldn't have this din. A goy could be a dying at 18. At 8, at 7, that's the thing. So that's the thing. But basically what they're saying, these Gedolim are, that it's no riot to the Etzem Din, that a cotton eats is Machal Shabbos, a cotton that eats Treifus, a cotton that speaks Lashon Hara. But he doesn't have to do Tshuva, right? He doesn't have to do Tshuva at all. These three riots, these were Isurei Ben Noyach, and each one of them, you have to say, was already a Bardas. A 9-year-old was a Bardas. A Shio was a Bardas. The case of Rabashi must have been a bardas.
Was he a ben noach? So he's
ben noach would be chayev.
But he's a yid.
But he's a yid, so he did an iser. They all bring like the Magen Avraham brings. It's a raya that a katan's iser is an iser. He's saying true, but only as far as what a ben noach is also to do. But not what. But it's not a raya to a general din that every avera. A cotton does as a shame my survey. That's
why did them see the Ben Noach? Yeah, okay, it's a Ben
Noach. Well, sorry.
Ben Noach is the word down him as a Jew.
The right. The saying is that this is sort of a mi'ikamidi, that just like you had a din that before Matan Torah,
you have been listening also, to a presentation of benstorah.com.